The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
her up and you're behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile. You're barreling down the boulevard, you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Paid on Friday, and your pockets are jingling. Now you see the lights and you get all tingling. You're cruising with the sex. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And they comb your hair, shave your face. You're trying to wipe out every trace. All the other days in a week, this will be the Saturday. You're reaching your peaks, you're stomping on the red. You're going on the green. The night will be like nothing that you ever seen. You're barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Neither the crack of the pool balls, that neon buzzing, or the telephone ringing at your second cousin. The barmaid, she's smiling from the corner of her eye. Was it the magic or the melancholy tear in your eye? Makes it kind of special. It's down in the core. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You had just stumbling on to the hard Saturday night. You cast her up, you're on behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet wood and your Oldsmobile. Barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls, that neon buzzing, or the telephone ringing at your second cousin? Is it the barmaid as she smiles in the corner of her eye? The magic or the melancholy tear in your eye? It makes it kind of special. It's down in the core. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays. That you're stumbling on to the heart of Saturday night. You're stumbling, you're stumbling on the heart of Saturday night.
Hola, chao, que después me dan dos cocotazos por aquí porque cierro los teléfonos.
Did you think my universe revolve around you? Did you think that my little world would just crumble into? Well, I know my heart isn't weeping over anyone. And I know my heart's not worth out the days to come.
Well, howdy doody, everyone. It is 7:19 and 19 seconds, and I forgot I had my radio show tonight. This is Anna. You're listening to Preserve Jams, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, sorry to all my fans. I was at this engineering senior design project showcase, and I was looking at people that were, you know, trying to figure out how to test the, you know, conditions of space on satellites, how to measure the lung capacity of horses, how to, you know, charge your phone while riding your bike. And another cool one that I saw was like a head stabilizer for people that wanted to, you know, do cancer radiation therapy for dogs and cats. And I think that's really, really cool. Anyway, I was there and I was eating some cake, and then I realized, oh my gosh, I have a radio show. So here I am. Here's some wings. I hope you enjoy it. everyone. We've been joined by our lovely, 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 most wonderful, beautiful co-host, Jessica Faith Silverman.
Thank you.
Jessica, would you like to tell our lovely listeners about the tribulations that you endured before this?
So, to follow this story, Anna is a woman of deeply ingrained routine and regularity and is also prone to narrating her future days out loud to me the night before they happen. So if she has a lot of work to do the next day or has an event, she'll be like, okay, so what do I have to do tomorrow? And then list through all of the things. Or if there's an event next week, I'll hear about it for the entire week. Like those like emails you get from companies you haven't talked to in a long time. Like it's just... I know a lot of the things that are happening and I know where she's going to be. And I also follow her location on my phone. That being said, every day, every Tuesday, she comes home from work at about 6 and like, or a little later sometimes. And I was like, all right, it's like 6:30. Weird that she's not back yet. Maybe the tea's being slow. I check her location and she's like, should be like 10 minutes away. She's like near the radio building. And I was like, weird that like she's not back yet. So I texted her. I was like, are we still doing the radio show tonight? She didn't answer me. Then 5 minutes later, I was like, hello, where are you? Because also Anna Tillett loves to check in and loves to know where everybody is and usually responds very quickly to other people asking where she is.
Even if I follow people's location,
she likes to ask.
I like to ask.
She's like, where are you guys? And then I'm like, You have it on the map. You know where I am. But she just likes to confirm.
I
texted her and she didn't answer me back. Two, I didn't hear about any deviation from the normal plan of go to work, come back at like 6:15, and then we go do the radio. So I was concerned. And then I tried calling her, which usually works because she loves phone calls.
They're great. They're very effective. They're not as time-consuming as texting.
She loves phone calls. So I called her, and it rang a few times, then went to voicemail. And I was like, that's also very weird. If she has her phone on her, she would probably take it out and text me back because she also always has her sound on. So I was like, a conglomerate of things is happening that's leading me to believe that she's missing. Or that her phone has been whisked away and she somehow can't get service. So I worriedly texted our like three other friends like, where are any of you with her? Thinking she might be studying or like off somewhere else doing something. And like, and they were like, oh, maybe she's at the radio and doesn't have service. I was like, no, she gets service. She also would have told me. And also she didn't answer my phone call. So, and also she has a routine and she follows it. God damn it. So this led to about a half hour of me being very worried and no one taking me seriously. And everyone was like, we have her location. She's fine. I was like, yeah, I know, but it's very weird that she's not texting me back. Am I crazy? And they were like, not saying I was, but I was. And then finally, a few minutes into when the radio show should have started, she texts me back, hello, OMG, I forgot. Yes, show. She had forgotten that we had the show that she is the primary host of, that she has hosted every Tuesday this semester on schedule because she was at a presentation for a friend's design project. And I was like, she had her phone in her like bag. A very weird combination of events led to her not answering any of us. And so I get to the studio finally and she's just like here like laughing. And I'm like, I was so worried. I was so concerned. And she was just so happy that I was worried.
Well, because
I just read it away.
It just means that someone loves me. And that makes me feel happy.
Actions speak louder, I guess.
So anyway, that's what led us to where we are right now.
Chaos.
But we're here now. So thank you for recounting that troubling, harrowing tale, Jessica.
I was so nervous.
But we're okay.
Because why I started thinking about it? I was like, oh, I wonder if Anna would want to get ice cream after the show. I should text her. And then I was like, she hasn't texted me back from before. That's weird. She won't answer my ice cream text then. Where is she? It stemmed from...
My answer is Yes, I would like
perfect.
To get ice.
Let's do it. It's a date. Let's...
Can my multiple oysters at the company holiday party count as dinner?
I don't know. Oysters and ice cream just like upsets me.
Oysters, ice cream, and a lot of the cheese platter.
Let's play music to cleanse the palate from that disgusting image of just like oysters and cheese.
Tasty.
Delicious.
This is Rihanna covering Same Old Mistakes.
This is Rihanna.
By Tame Impala.
She's a singer.
No, you know the song, Brand New Person.
I'm sure I'll hear it in a minute.
Anyway, this is Rihanna. Covering that song by Tame Impala.
Lit.
Wow.
Oh,
PSA.
Space heater safety tips. There's a cartoon above this PSA that says that's people standing around a space heater where the heat looks like bacon. And it says, I'm so happy when I have my own space. And then underneath where it says my own space, it's crossed out. And then it just says bacon to share. So it says, I'm so happy when I have my own bacon to share, which is fun. But here's the PSA. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now back to your programming.
Well, before we go back to our programming, I would just like to say that I have a space heater both in my room here and my room in Connecticut because for some reason I have the coldest rooms in both of the houses that I inhabit. And for that, I am grateful for my space heater. She has never let me down.
But she could cause a fire. So be careful.
Well, she does give me bacon to share, so...
Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey, où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es?
Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa. Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa. Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es?
Gotta know, I've been trying to make it happen, but you always take it slow. And if you don't wanna love me, maybe you should let me go. I'm so sick of all these labels, I can do it on my own. Hey, you, what's on your mind? Wasting my time. Oh, baby, can you feel it? I just gotta know. I've been trying to make it happen, but you always take it slow. And if you don't wanna love me, maybe you should let me go. I'm so sick of all these labels, I can throw it on my own. Oh, you feel it. Hey, you just gotta know. I've been trying to make it happen, but you always take it slow. And if you don't wanna love me, maybe you should let me go. I'm so sick of all these labels, I can do it on my own.
Thank you. Somebody who can love me like that.